Let's catch up now with the CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, Lucy Roffey, who joins us each week. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, I see the first topic to talk about leads off with the line, with the weather warming up. Well, it's not really today, but we've certainly seen some good weather over the past week or so, and obviously more to come. Perfect time to get out, and so Active Denali is being launched.
That's right. We've got a competition for residents of Denali where if they get out and post a photo or a video of themselves doing something active, there's some great prizes to be won. So you could be doing a workout, take a selfie of yourself doing a workout in your bike in your backyard, going for a bike ride. We've obviously got the new Denali basketball or tennis court, which was part of the Healthy Heart Initiative. So there's lots of places to go and get active this spring, subject to weather, as you said, because spring weather can actually be a bit up and down.
Yeah.
And the winners will be drawn on the 31st of October with lots and lots of fun prizes, so basketball, some tennis rackets and balls and two scooters to be won.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's a good reason to get out anyway, just to be fit and healthy, but with an incentive like that, even better. And so if you don't have Facebook, you can also email your photos and videos through as well, I believe.
That's right. So there's a there's the Active Denali Facebook page, but if you don't have Facebook, then there's an email address, which is laurenb@sportsfocus.com.au, and people can just email photos and videos to Lauren.
Okie dokes. Now, Council also doing your bit to help people who may need financial support measures. They've been extended.
That's right. So at the last Council meeting, we were asked to review the financial support measures. They were only in place until 30th of September. And obviously with the extension of the restrictions, we extended a number of our measures to the 31st of March next year, so in line with a lot of the extensions for other measures at state and federal level. So there are things like ratepayers are experiencing financial hardship, delay of debt recovery and waiver of interest, a lot of business support measures, and more importantly, I suppose at the moment, waiving of permits, particularly for hospitality businesses. And at the moment also we're promoting that we're waiving outdoor dining fees. So as part of the new measures, there will be more outdoor dining, and so we're helping businesses at the moment to find ways that they can do that, and there'll be no fees for those permits as well.
Terrific. Good stuff. Okay, and the second round of kinder enrolments happening now.
Yeah, very important to get kids enrolled in kindergarten, and we obviously have lots of people who enrolled in the first round, but now the second round is open. So it's all online now. There's a streamlined process. And it's on our website, centralgoldfields.vic.gov.au/central enrolment. And anyone who goes in and signs their kids up for kindergarten will get a second round offer by Monday the 19th of October. So as I said, really important if they missed out the first time to get online and enrol kids for 3-year-old and 4-year-old kindergarten.
Okay. And before you leave us, I guess the other really big news, Adam Saad looking to leave Essendon. You'd be disappointed about that, I would say.
Oh, we're pretty unhappy about that in our household, I have to say. He's one of our favourite players, and we're very disappointed to see that he's leaving. So, not happy, no.
No, not happy, Jan, as they say.
Not happy, Jan.
No. Hey, listen, have a great week, Lucy. We'll catch you next week.
Great, thanks, Mark.
Good on you, Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfields Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.